Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let me explain what you're watching right now, because you don't know. You haven't grown up in a country that is a left-wing bastion. So you don't know what you're looking at. You have to refer to other countries to understand what you're looking at on these campuses, okay? This is a new iteration of the Black Lives Matter protest. The final insurance agency bill for that was $2 billion. Again, the single most financially destructive event in terms of property damage to the country since the Civil War. So think about that second most damaging event. This is not insignificant, okay? What are these people? Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro would have known what they were. They're colectivos. Let me go back through. I did a Battleground America podcast on this 2 weeks ago. It was great. And by the way, I'd encourage you to pick up the Battleground America podcast. Very easy to do. It comes out, if you only listen to one, listen to Fridays. It's my most popular. I wrap up the week like nobody else does with the Insane Things podcast. So today's just going to be epic because it's been a crazy week. You can always get, it's always pinned to the top of my social media, or you can get it by texting keyword Battleground to the text line 71307, or just my name, Tara, T-A-R-A, to the text line. You get the Battleground America podcast. Very easy to get. Lately, they've been epic. Let me tell you what happened, okay? Because I want you to understand what you're looking at. Headline. This is 2017. Well, you know what? Let me go back to 2012. 2012, the good liberals, the good leftists running Venezuela, which was then such a great country, they hadn't thoroughly destroyed it yet by doing what? Putting its energy off limits to the Venezuelan people and the profits as well. It's one of the big things they did in order to starve them and really hurt the economy. It's 2012, and they're arguing to protect Venezuelans from crimes. They need to take their guns. Now, they won. They took the guns. But that's only the first step. See, Americans think that's the last step. No, that's the first step. 2012, remember that. 5 years later, okay, 2017, here's the Fox News headline. Venezuela's Maduro to provide guns to 400,000 loyalists amid peaking tension. Oh, only the loyalists get the guns. So see, there's a phase two. What have I been telling you? Democrats love guns and they love police. Oh, they love more than we do. Don't let them fool you. They just want them to answer to them. So they collect the guns and then they put them back in the hands of loyalists. Can you imagine a country where you and I can't own a gun, but the people on the NYU campus can have them? The people at Columbia can have them? Can you imagine? Because that's the plan. That's why that judge just ruled a couple weeks ago. She had ruled 2 years ago that illegal immigrants couldn't own guns. The Second Amendment didn't apply to them. They're not American citizens. And she recalled the case and flipped her verdict. Why? This. Venezuela's Maduro to provide guns to 400,000 loyalists amid peaking tension. Okay. There's two levels of loyalists there. Okay. There's the militias. They roam around Venezuela with official looking uniforms. But then there's the colectivos. The colectivos are criminals. They have been let out on purpose. They are allowed to roam because they answer to the leftists. But they don't wear uniforms. They don't work for anybody. But they have guns. They've been redistributed guns. What do the colectivos just do? I mean, as an example of how they operate. Well, there was a woman running against the current president and dictator of Venezuela. She was running in a primary, right? She wanted the right to challenge him. She, like the Democrats just did, used the courts to rule her illegitimate, said she couldn't run. She ran anyway, just to prove she could win. She's a lot more popular than he is. And so she runs in the primary. She wins the primary. Everybody loves her. The people who went to vote were beaten senseless. Some of them never made it to the polling places because why? The colectivos came after them with bats and guns. They got run over. They were beaten and maybe killed. I don't know. It's hard to get real information out of that country. The colectivos, who are they? Criminals. So you have deniability. Oh, did that guy beat you at the polling place? Oh, man. Yeah, he's a thug. He's got a very long criminal history. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, he's not affiliated with us. But he had a gun. Yeah, he did, didn't he? Wonder how he got that. Who knows? He's a criminal. See, that's phase two. That's phase two. And if you look at what is going on in Venezuela right now is so fascinating. You know why? Because it is they are following the Democrat playbook here, and the Democrats here are following the playbook there. It is identical. Do you realize all eight people who led the Trump 2016 campaign have been convicted? Do you realize that? 100%, all of them. Peter Ferraro, Steve Bannon, Trump's key fundraiser, Trump's campaign manager. Do you realize all eight people who led the opposition campaign in Venezuela have now been arrested? Weird, right? Does that give you chills? It should. The only person they haven't gotten here yet is Trump. The only person they haven't gotten there yet is the candidate who did so well in the primaries. They'll get her though. They'll get her. They already got her campaign staff. It's identical. There's no difference. That's what comes next. And what they're normalizing with it. Look, this is just an iteration of them, okay? This is the pro-Gaza, pro-Palestinian iteration. There'll be another one along next election, next year, whatever. They'll do $1 billion worth of damage. They'll do whatever they do. The idea is if they are left, if they are a Democrat privileged group, they can do whatever the heck they want. And we know from Lily Tan Williams what this is. You know that if you listen to the Battleground America podcast, too. She grew up, she was 5 years old during the Maoist revolution in China. And she explained, there are 10 classes of people in China. Their class was assigned to them during the revolution. Five of the groups were oppressors and five of the groups were oppressed. Oppressed could literally commit crimes against oppressor classes with no repercussions. It was normalized. It was expected. You had to hope they didn't hurt or kill you because they could. They're violent leftists, but they're oppressed. So they laws don't apply. Norms don't apply. That's what you're watching. And then they arm them, but not you. They're normalizing this. This is a process the left wants to break society down, normalize the idea. Well, if they're mad, you have to let them take over campus and intimidate Jews, even if the Jews are students and the people doing the intimidation aren't. Why? They're leftists, so they have absolute privilege. Cannot stand in their way, cannot apply laws, nothing. Normalizing this. No, we can't ask them to leave. Why not? Why don't you send in the National Guard like we did when we did segregated schools? Why not do that? Because that's exactly what's happening here. They are resegregating schools so Jews can't attend. Who's next? We're next. I mean, we've gone first, really. I mean, they won't let our speaker speak on campus without violence. See what's going on?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.